Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome to Real Estate News. I'm your host, Scott Allison, Scott Allison Real Estate. I've got Mark with Concho Valley Foundation with me today. We're going to learn a lot, and folks, this is something very, very important. I don't care if you have a 50-year-old house or a brand new house. Your foundation is real, real important. So we're going to get some updates and facts on it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Cohenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional on all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949. I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome back to Real Estate News. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, Scott?
Man, I really appreciate it. First off, I want to say I appreciate all you've done for me personally and for our office and for our clients and our customers as far as foundations.
Well, it's very important to me because in the foundation repair business, there's a lot of bad companies in this business. It's very important to have integrity, and we stand behind our warranty, and that's the most important thing, to have a happy customer, because word of mouth makes everybody.
Well, we've seen, and I've seen over the, especially, I guess, since the drought, I guess we'll say the last 5 years, I've seen more and more houses with cracks and problems, you know, and especially Southwest San Angelo. I know we have the clay type soil, but I've watched you. I did some houses in Wall, some houses in Southland, some houses at the Bluffs, I guess all over. Several you've done for us, and I say us, that would be us or our clients.
Right.
And I'm amazed at the result. I mean, one had that crack in it, I could put my pinky in.
Right, yes, I remember that.
And y'all lifted the house, and it's gone.
Yes, well, water is the number one enemy. It's either not enough or too much. Ground normally, it's when it gets saturated, the clay heaves and the house goes up, instant cracks. When we've had this drought,
we kind of emphasize that a little bit, because I think a lot of people say, "Well, the house settled." That's not the case in most situations, is it?
No, a lot of it's heaving. It's caused by not having gutters around the house, which is the number one priority is gutters, because you have your valleys which dump water in certain areas, and then you have ponding. Wherever it ponds, it heaves. Where the other part of the house it drains off, it doesn't want to move. Automatic cracks, and that's what everybody sees. They start getting worried, and that's why we come in. And a lot of times I do have good news for people. It's not always bad news. I'm there. My phrase is, it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Good phrase.
Right. And it's just very important. Gutters are the number one priority. Trees, too close to the house. The root systems get up underneath the house. When you get doors that work one time of the season and they don't work the other time, that's because the roots. Trees go dormant during the winter. Water collects underneath the house.
And are there certain kind of trees that you want to try to stay away from, especially?
Yes. Fruitless mulberries. Any mulberry tree is the worst imaginable tree you could have. The root systems will devastate a slab, sidewalk, driveways.
So when you're talking about, right now, I know the drought situation, and then, you know, when we had 8 inches of rain in a few days, which thank you, God, for the rain, which we needed so bad then.
We needed it.
But think about the soil from nothing to that much rain. Things had to move around.
Yes, this total saturation. And that's when everything, people start getting cracks and they think they're having drops. It's not. It's heaving up around the edges. The center of the house is trying to stay where it's at. You have to let it come up, and there's nothing we can do about it at all at that time. You have to let it dry out and let it drop back down. The main thing you can do is landscaping. You want a gentle slope away from the house, at least 5 feet away from the house. You have to keep the water away from ponding around the edges of the house. Otherwise, you're going to have continuous problems. Any work we do means nothing if the water keeps pooling around the house. So that's why gutters are important. Landscaping with gentle slopes away from the house is the most important thing you can have.
Because I still, some education you kind of shared with me, I guess, maybe even years ago, I guess, already. Right. Now, God, some time gets away from me. Because I always thought, if we put piers under a house and it's on a solid deal, we're done. That house is there forever and ever and ever. That's not the case in San Angelo right now with the clay. Is that?
No, it's not. Because we can install piers, and there's a lifetime warranty on it. As long as that house is standing, you have a lifetime warranty on those piers. We'll always come back. That's what's so important. But, again, too much water, it can lift right off those piers. And that's something we can't stress enough.
Being naive, how do we know what's too much and not enough?
That is, if you can't figure that out, then you need to call me, call the office, talk to Jennifer. She'll get me in touch with you, and I'll give you a call, and I'll come out and take a free inspection and let you know what you really need to do.
So, obviously, if I look at my yard and I see cracks in the, you know, big old cracks where I probably need water. Now, I know this, in effect, like we were talking about this too, in Dallas, I think a lot of people, the home builders, or maybe it's the city that's requiring them not to put a sprinkler system in for the yard. It's actually for the house.
It is for the house. And people put soaker hoses, but they put them too close to the house. They need to be at least 18 to 20 inches away. And you don't want to overwater. You want to do maybe 30 minutes a day, three times, you know, once every 3 days would be sufficient to do that. You just want to keep enough moisture to keep the dirt up against the slab.
Basically, you want it constant.
Yes.
So there's not a lot of movement.
There's not a lot of movement. Exactly.
Okay, so we prevented it. We're trying to keep everything right. We've done it. You know, we've got a good slab. We've got a good stuff, and we maintain it.
Right.
So gutters is the key.
Gutters is the key.
And consistency on the moisture.
Yes, sir. It sure is. And another thing you need to watch out for is lowest point affects highest point. When the lowest point drops, it's going to start pulling apart at the roof line, and it works its way into the decking and down into the interior walls. You start seeing cracks that curve off, we have a problem. If you have cracks that go straight up and down, that's just moisture changes up underneath, up and down. That's not a big issue. But when the crack starts pulling away, you've got windows that start separating at the top, doorways that are door frames that are twisted, we got a problem.
And we've looked at several houses together over the years.
Yes.
And in several, you've told me that that wasn't that big a deal.
Exactly.
And we've had some that obviously were big, big deals.
Right.
But a lot of houses in San Angelo are going to have a little hairline crack over a door, or hairline crack here. Even you told me it was a mud joint or a sheetrock deal or something. It was not a big deal. It was just where the sheetrock was probably bad or something.
Exactly. Where they tape up the seams and the sheetrock. Yeah, people get so worried they think they're going to spend thousands of dollars, and they get so worried I'm going to come in and find something. But a lot of times, minor cracks go back to what we talked before, water. Minor issues, different fluctuations in the slab in different areas from moisture, heaving and not heaving, that causes some of those cracks in the house, and people get really worried. They think they have, you know, foundation issues when they don't. It's water issues.
So, that's minor.
Minor.
And obviously, if somebody has a problem, then they need to ask you to come look at it.
Feel free to call anytime. We're available. I'll answer any questions they have. I'll come out, give them a free estimate, and sometimes they'll be very happy with the news I give.
Okay, now let's go to back what you were saying. If I'm in a house, I walk in a house. In fact, I know we went to one that was in Southwest San Angelo, but we went out there, and the garage door wouldn't open.
Right.
Remember the house?
Yes.
That obviously had some foundation problems.
Yes,
so that meant we're not talking a little spider-looking crack. We had a deal. So if somebody has that, they kind of think they may have a problem.
Yes, they do have a problem.
Okay.
When it gets to that point, they do have a problem.
What would be some other critical signs? I think in one of your ads, it says the windows don't open.
Yes, the windows don't open. That's what I'm saying, because when the lowest point affects the highest point, that you start getting separation and pull down. When it starts pulling in a corner of a house, it starts pulling everything with it, and it'll put a window out of line where the windows won't open. Sometimes you'll even get cracked windows out of it. And when you get to that point, we're way past where it should be, and you need to attack it at that time and get it taken care of.
Okay. Are the floors, I guess that didn't really change a lot, does it?
No. I looked at a house the other day in Brady. No visual effects on the outside, on the inside. The house, from the center of the house to the outside wall, was down 1.3 inches. Way too much. But it was built this way. A lot of it, discussed it with some concrete guys that do concrete work. 50% of these issues do come from the building of the property. They didn't, not enough prep before they lay down the foundation, packing of the soil, adding enough moisture into it. A lot of those issues come up 10 years later into foundation issues. So, yes, some of the building.
Well, and we're seeing a lot, too, are the steel. You know, it still needs to be, you know, last couple of houses that I've been involved in, you know, I'm out there, and I know the cement guys and a couple of them are my buddies, but they don't, I'm pretty sure they're not calling me Mr. Nice Guy. Right. They always pull the steel up, because, you know, you sit where it sits at the bottom.
Exactly.
And that doesn't do any good.
No, it doesn't. They get in quick, they try to get in and lay the slabs, and they're not taking care of the most important things. You have to pull the rebar up into the foundation, up into the concrete. A lot of times when I do foundation work, I will find the rebar below the slab.
And you see more and more people saying, I want a certified, an engineered slab, right. Basically where the engineer is checking it.
Yes.
And he puts a stamp on it so it's guaranteed. That's probably a couple $1,000 well spent.
Yes, it is. Anytime that you can bring a structural engineer in first, it's a third party. It's somebody that's not trying to sell you anything. He's there for you to help you. So it's always beneficial to bring a structural engineer in, give you peace of mind.
Well, one thing I'm enjoying is you being able to help us, help our customers and our clients. What I want to do, and you kind of gave us some warning signs, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Now I want to come back, and this is important. I want you to tell us how we fix the problem.
Okay.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949. I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome back to Real Estate News. I'm your host. I got Mark with me. Mark's bringing us some good information on slabs, problems with slabs. Now, the good news is he can fix it. Mark.
Yes, I can.
Talk to us.
Well, folks, all you have to do is give us a call down at the office. Jennifer's my office manager.
Very sweet lady.
Yes, she is, and just very good at what she does. She can get you lined up for an appointment for me to come out. It's very simple. There's no pressure on this whatsoever. I am there to tell you what's wrong with your house, tell you what the cost is going to be to solve your issues, and we can go from there. It's up to you to make that decision. But when we come out to the house, the average foundation repair job in the state of Texas is $7,800. We have some that $15,000. We have some that are way up there. But most of the time, the average is $7,800. When we come out, I do a visual on the outside first. Then I'll come inside, see if I can match up cracks on the inside to the outside. And then I have what they call a CompuLevel. It's made by Stanley. It's a high-pressure gas that we can use to measure the house. We normally find a center location, and we can measure 100 feet in any direction to get the exact measurements, or drop or heaving, whichever way it goes. That way we get a precise measurement. Engineers, 85% of your engineers use the CompuLevel when they're taking measurements on a house. From that point, it's your decision at that point to get the work done. We offer concrete press piles, which is called a friction pier, side friction grabbing a hold of the pier. That's a lifetime warranty. It just doesn't go as deep as what we, the other pier we use is a steel pier. It'll go much deeper. It'll actually go down to stable soil and lock in.
Okay. Now, I want to check you on something. Okay. Now, I know there's two warranties you have, which
right.
I'm familiar with both of them.
Right.
One's a lifetime and one's a 10-year.
The 10-year warranty is actually, it actually is a lifetime of the house, but after the 10th year, there's a $95 charge per pier.
That's still a deal.
It really is, because normally it's just one or two piers. But the steel pier is lifetime of the house. And there's only a 5% chance we'll ever have to come back for an issue with the steel
pier. Folks, I just learned something again today. Basically, on the 10-year warranty, it's basically still warranted for the lifetime, but it has a deductible after 10 years.
Yes, it does.
See, that's because that's what it really is.
Right.
Way better.
Right. And it's just because the concrete pier, it doesn't get down to stable soil. It's a friction. The soil grabs the side of the pier plus the weight of the house. It will load up 6, 7, 8 feet down. And 75% of the time, it'll stay there in that position. Where a steel pier will cut through the soil, we displace it up through the pipe, it will cut much deeper and go. We can go down 30, 35, 40 feet deep with the steel pier, hit load bearing.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but the houses that I've came, I mean, you know, I'm nosy. When y'all are right. doing so, I got to chug them, look and check.
Right.
But I'm watching this guy. This guy's probably, I'm about 5'11". The guy's the same size, 5'11", 6 foot. And I leave and I come back. He's in this hole, and I can only see his cap. So when they dig, and this isn't for the steel piers, this was just for the cement ones.
Exactly.
So they're not like just going and scratching a little bit and going down and putting a piece of cement. I mean, we're talking, they're still going a ways down there.
Right. We get directly up underneath the footer of the house, the outside beam of the house, and we push straight down. And we have to dig down because they have to get in there, and they have to get crotched in there so they can use the ram press to force these cylinders down through the soil. Some places, the footer is 7 foot deep. And we have to tie ropes around our guys because the chances of something happening, a cave-in. So we have to be very careful about what we do. And some of these holes are really deep that we have to get into. So, but on a normal house, your slab should be anywhere from 24 to 30 inches on the outside perimeter footer. The slab of your house on the interior should be 4.5 inches thick to 6 inches thick. And there is also the possibility of interior piers. You could have a previous water leak that's washed away soil where the interior of your house is starting to sink. And then when we come in and do interior piers, people go, oh, my house is going to be a mess. No, it's not. It's clean. You wouldn't even know we were there once we got finished. But normally when we do interior piers, I like to call a structural engineer in, be very precise. We do not want to do those unless we absolutely have to.
Well, and I guess my biggest fear factor, one is, as a realtor, when I sell a product, I want to make sure the buyer's as happy, because most of the buyers are my friends.
Right.
The seller, I want to make sure he's protected, that it's okay. So let's go. That's the reason I'll call you and I say, hey, look at this house, which is, I think, a very, very powerful tool. But in good faith, can you tell me, as a realtor, as a buyer, as a seller, after my house is fixed, that I'm okay with it?
Yes.
In fact, you'll guarantee it.
Yes, we guarantee it. We're not perfectionists. We try to be the best we can. Some of our foremen, they do a complete walk around of the house when they finish. Sometimes during the late afternoon, sometimes in the early evening, they might miss something, a little bit of caulking, a little bit of mortar. All they have to do is call us. We'll come right back out and fix it.
And those are cosmetic. My deal is I'm living there, and for the safety of my family and my friends and people, the house is now safe.
Yeah, the house is now safe. It's going to stay there. If there's any movement, it'll be very minor. But you also have to understand, most of the time, it's only one side of the house or corner.
Part of it.
And we warranty only that area. And people go, well, why can't we just do the other side? Well, I don't want you to throw your money away because it may never happen. But if it does, we can come back and attack that and take care of it at that time. Well, but whatever part that we do piers around, it is guaranteed for the life of the home.
I mean, just my personal experience. We did one. What do you have? 28 piers on that one.
Oh yes, that was a big job.
And then, because it was almost two houses too, with
right.
the back. And then we've got one that we're fixing to do. This is just one pier.
Right.
So, and obviously, there's a big difference in the money too. But so, what you're saying on the one, because that was all the problem was.
Yes.
And like you said, you told me don't throw money away when you don't need to.
Exactly.
And if it fixes it, it fixes it.
Yes.
See, it's kind of like the home warranties. I'm a big fan of home warranties, too.
You know, and I am, too. I just purchased a house not too long ago, and that was very important.
It is. You know, I believe any time we can give something that protects our friends and our clients, in your product. I'm real happy you're in San Angelo. I'm real happy you're back in San Angelo,
I'm glad to be back. I had to go home, take care of my mom for a while.
And that's very, very important.
Yes.
And you did the right thing there. But it's nice to have somebody I feel we can trust. And I'm saying that on the radio because I believe we can trust Mark here. And everything you've done, we've had nothing but happy people.
Well, I appreciate
that. Unfortunately, unless we get more rain, unfortunately for the people, and fortunately for you, I should say, I think we're going to have more and more issues that are going to have to be addressed.
I believe the weather goes in cycles, and I think we're definitely in the drought. I think we're closer to the back end of it, and I'm hoping we'll get more rain, which is not good for my business.
But I hope you too.
But I'm a homeowner myself, and we do need rain, and it's very important. So we get different type of issues with drought, and we get different type of issues with too much rain. And we also do, we haven't talked about that, is pier and beam.
No, we haven't.
Pier and beam.
You know what? Before we do that, okay. I got to take one more quick break for our commercial.
No problem.
Give me one second. Folks, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after and hear about pier and beams and give our final little talk. Be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep
Welcome
you
back
updated
to Real Estate
every Sunday
News.
Morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Now, tell us about pier and beams.
Pier and beams is a whole different ballgame because
wouldn't that be easier?
No, it's not, because a pier and beam, to me, is the best house you could ever have to live in if it's taken care of properly, and you keep tabs on the water, drainage, because you get a leak up underneath the pier and beam, that soil expands, and it fills up that space up underneath the floor where nobody can get through. Moisture issues underneath, mold, humidity, if there's not enough air vents, can rot the wood, the subfloor, the beams and the joists. 50% of the houses have an outside concrete footer. We have to lift that outside beam first, and then we have to go back in and do reshimming the beams or adding new wood. The cost to do work on a pier and beam is normally 25 to 30% more than working on a slab house, because you have two different parts of the house. You've got the footer around it, then you have to go in and take care of the pad and blocks or the supports and the wood and reshim also. So it can get a little bit more costly. And if you don't have a lot of crawl space, then you have the issues of tunneling just to get where do you need to go. So the possibilities of more damage are greatly increased in a pier and beam.
You start off with, you think it's the best floor you can have. Why do you think that?
I just like the way it's made, because the plumbing is all suspended from the floor. Any movements, because when they pour a slab on a house, you don't know if they ran the lines through some of the footers underneath the house. You don't know how it was made. You don't know what's going to happen, if it's crimped or not. On a pier and beam house, all the plumbing, gas, anything is suspended from the floor. It's hanging, so it's allowed to move. When the house moves, it'll move with it, and chances of leaks and breaks are very minimal.
See, I was asking, in fact, walking around in one of the new subdivisions, the plumbing's changed a lot in a few years I've been done it,
yes,
been around it. But, you know, the plumbing's now overhead.
Right.
With what's that pipe, P something, whatever it's
PVC.
Called. PVC. Well, no, it's that plastic tubes are using now.
Oh.
But whatever it is. Yes. It's supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
But I guess the drainage would still be in the slab.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And another important part, anytime you get foundation work done, or a lot of these issues could be a plumbing leak. So in the Metroplex, when I first began in the business, anytime you did a job, you always brought a plumber in after the work was done to do a static sewer test, what they call it, a hydrostatic sewer test. It's a pressure up of the lines to see if there's any leaks. Very important. Any job that's done, I would recommend always have a hydrostatic test by your whoever you want to use as a plumber is very important after the work, because it can cause issues if there is a leak that opens up.
So whether it's slab, pier, and beam, you got it covered.
Yes, we got it all covered.
And now, you were talking earlier, now you can help too. If you were talking about the roof being messed up.
Yes, we've come to find out a lot of people wanted foundation work, they wanted roofing done with it. We spent a lot of time. I was kind of worried about getting into this part of the business, because when you're good at one thing, stick with it, and we are. We found a gentleman that's really good with this, and his name is John, and we started off in Abilene. We opened up a roofing company called Prime Roofing. We've opened up here, and we've got six other locations throughout the state, and it's a separate entity, but they share the office with us. So they're going to be hometown. Anytime a warranty issue comes up, you know who to get a hold of. And he's very good at what he does. And I'm very excited about the future of that part of the business.
Well, I'm excited about you being here taking care of our people. That's the most important
thing. I moved from the big city here. My boys are grown and gone, living their life. And I am so happy to be here. I went home to take care of my mom for 5 years. And I couldn't wait to get back. And I am never leaving again.
It's a good community, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's wonderful.
I tell you, the more you hear it, the more it is good people.
Yes, it is.
And people hear that, well, this town's good, but most people that come through San Angelo don't want to leave, because the people are just really genuine and good people.
When I was in the Metroplex taking care of my mom, everybody go, where are you living? I told them I'm living in San Angelo. Oh, God, I love San Angelo. Everybody, I wasn't one negative word ever mentioned about San Angelo. Everybody was excited and heard wonderful things about it, and just made me want to come home that much, much faster.
Mark, we're happy you're here. Feel free to call Mark's office. I know you got a sweet, sweet lady answering the phone. She'll patch into him, get a hold of him, let him know. Mark, I appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Just thank you for the time. Let me tell us a little bit about the business.
When did you get this information out? Folks, we appreciate it. Hey, we're going to have some open houses today, so check the Standard Times. I know there's going to be one on Waco, and it's color remodeled house, real, real nice. One right off Bryant, which could be commercial with a house behind it. And actually, I'm going to be at the office Sunday, so if you have any questions, you can holler at me at 949-5575. Folks, y'all have a great day, and thanks for listening in. Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.